Burned Out Circuits. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with Instant Illumination. Burned Out Circuits. Well, we don't always know when our circuits are burned out, even though some things just don't work. And we think that it's some other cause than the burned out circuit. And so we try everything. We try everything with our searching, with our looking around. We try everything, trying to figure out where the problem is and what the problem is and why the problem is there. And we are very seldom successful in finding the problem because we're looking for the obvious. We're looking for the burned out light bulb. We're looking for a plug not in. We're looking for connection somehow not being made. And circuit takes care of it all. I plugged in our Macintosh computer the other day, and it wouldn't work. Completely would not work. Everything was turned on, but except that the big boy wouldn't turn on himself. So then I said, oh yes, there's a little reset button over here. And the reset button needs to be reset. Well, I opened up the slide and looked for the reset button. I had to remember where it was. Now the reset button is sitting right in the middle, and it doesn't say anything on it. It's just a reset button. But I very intelligently put a little yellow slip on it that said reset button and put it right by it. So, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Then do I press it with my finger? Do I press it with a point or something? And it actually is just pressing with a finger. And when I pressed it with a finger, I closed up the case, and then it immediately started up. No problem. The only thing that goes wrong with Macintosh is that it wants the reset button set once in a while. Very seldom, but that's what it does. What have we done? Have we ever burned out our circuits? I have sat through many a discussion where people would argue and argue and argue, and they argued for their limitations, and the limitations just continued to be theirs. And I was thinking, what a burned out circuit that is. What a burned out circuit it is to argue over something that that's just a matter of facts. It's just a matter of details. When Ellen goes in and gets on her golf cart, I look at the seat and I see a tear on it. And I think, now, why does she have a tear on her golf cart seat? Up in the Oasis are three golf carts, and two of them have seats on it that would fit on Ellen's golf cart perfectly without tears on them. Mm-hmm. Now, why doesn't Ellen use that? Because Ellen likes a torn golf cart seat because it gives her a feeling of nobody cares about her, that she's got to take the low end of the totem pole, got to take the worst of everything, and that's what she gets. So that's what she gets. Now, does Ellen know those seats are up there and that those seats could be interchanges? Sure she does. Has she seen it done before? Sure she has. Why doesn't she do something about it? I don't know. Why don't we find someone who's going to reupholster those seats and do them up nicely so that they'll be lasting for another 10 years? Because the golf carts will easily last another 10 years. Even though they're old and decrepit, they run just fine. And it's just a matter of the batteries and the seats that need to be taken care of now and then. But we have burned out circuits about certain things. Over at the Oasis, the light was out for the longest time. And I went over and looked at it, and I see someone had broken off the twisty bulbs that hung out of there, and so there's no way to get it out. So I tried to twist it, and it broke off more. So this morning, I went over with the pliers to take it off. Well, it's the wrong pliers. It was the pliers that would have done just fine, but it didn't. So then, after breakfast, I took the needle nose pliers along, and I stuck that in there with a rubberized handle, and I twisted it and took the old bulb out and put in a new one. Now, that's been like that now for 2 months, or maybe longer, and nothing was done with it, And it's interesting why it is that nothing was done with it. Why is it that the burned out circuit just remained and remained and remained? Why do we have the lights on at all over there at the Oasis if we don't need to have them on and we don't need to fix what it is that is wrong with it? Now, we have a gate down here, and the gate has a burnt out circuit in it right now, and I'm looking for it with my electrical finder, and I'll find it. It's just a matter I don't want to do it during the day because it's so extremely hot out there, 104 degrees sitting out there. It's not my pleasure. And so I will go in the evening when I can get away from doing other things here, and I'll go and take a look at it. I've got all my tools ready to go. But with our gate open, we have no sign telling who we are because it's hidden behind the gate. When the gate slides open, it hides the sign. So the sign should really be on a side that's not slid open, it's not hidden. And then we should have another sign there which says private property. Because with the gate open, whenever it is, it's like an open sesame, come on in, delight to have you. And this morning we had one of the international travelers coming through, and it was just nothing, it was just an open gate. Of course, it wasn't his land, so he should not have been on it, but nothing is his land here. I mean, because he's from Mexico, and he's a Mexican citizen. And so therefore, we can't say to him, is that land yours? He'd have to answer, no. Any land that he walks on is not his. So I always tell people who are trespassing on our property, I say, do you own this land? And they say, no. And I say, well, we do. And we would like to keep it as a game preserve. We'd like to keep it as a meditation center. And so forth. Oh, how nice, you know. So, we get our circuits blown, and we don't realize what's happened. Now, every one of us have many circuits in us. And some of us have a circuit of healing. And we can speak our word and do beautiful healings, to put people's consciousness to right, get their thinking right, and get them demonstrating wholeness, okay? But some of you have your circuits blown in those areas. And you've blown your circuits in those areas because you tried it on yourself, it didn't work, so you don't think it's going to work for anybody. And that's unfortunate. No, we shouldn't do that. Some of you have tried loving one another, and that circuit got blown a long time ago, and you don't understand why you can't love one another. Well, it's, you see, the circuit always comes back to you. First, you love yourself. That's the circuit you put in there. Then it functions. First, you respect yourself for knowledge, and that then the circuit is functioning. You see, the circuit in ourselves are, I like me, and I know it, and all is in divine order, all these great things. When we begin using all of those things, then we write our circuits. Now, you see, we have old circuits and new circuits. And Ellen was looking at the pump house on the Shangri-La, and she says, well, what do I do here? And I said, move the lever up and down. Well, what are those two little screw things there? And I said, those are old-fashioned fuses. And I said, they're okay. Just pull the lever down, it'll stop. Put the lever up, and it'll start. You know, if the fuses break, you just have to get a new fuse put in there. But over in our house here, in the newer houses, when a fuse blows, it pops it. And then what you do is you just press it back in again and turn it on. And it works 99% of the time. Sometimes it doesn't work because you've really shocked it very badly. And when you shock it very badly, well, then you have to put a new fuse in. But basically, they are resettable fuses. Now, in front of all of our things around here, we should have a little red button. And yeah, back there. So when the power goes off, you press the little red button, and then you plug it in, it works again. Now, why did it blow? It blew because it was overused at one point. Mm-hmm. You overused the circuitry, you overused it. Now, in each one of us, when we get angry, we're blowing our circuit. When we get unhappy with ourselves or others, we blow our circuit. And we got a dozen blown circuits in us from all sorts of causes, and we don't even know it, because we think we're right, and the rest of the world is all wrong. Well, our circuits are blown. When we push those circuits in again and get them in order, we'll find that nobody's right, nobody's wrong, all is in order. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not calling other people right or wrong. We're not calling things something good or bad. It's just that the circuits need to be reset. So I recommend that each of us learn where our circuit box is. And our circuit box is right in our thought system. And whenever we find something not going harmonious with us, we go to our circuit box and say, oh boy, oh boy. And we press the button, reset button, and then away it goes. Perhaps on the computer, that little reset button is for the fuse box, you know. It may be just that little thing. And I have my Microsoft keyboard and mouse. And sometimes when I'm switching on and off or something, the mouse stops working. So I have to take a little pin and stick it in the bottom of the mouse where it says reset, and everything's back in order again. But you see, it's so simple. It's so simple. If we just know that when things are out of order, we stop. And we go within, and we press the reset button. It's a good thing. Very good thing. So, think about that. It's something worthwhile thinking about. It's worthwhile something putting in practice for yourself. And I know I do it every once in a while. Whenever I feel your vibrations are shaking my boat, I just press my reset button. And everything's in order. And you can do the same thing, and you can do it just as easy as I. So, have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.